Good evening. I'm Maurice Dubois. This is our Western Edition. Another key member of the Trump administration is leaving. Today, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan withdrew from the formal confirmation process, even as tensions with Iran are escalating. Defense and eight other top administration jobs are now held by acting leaders, including Homeland Security and Chief of Staff. Shanahan's exit comes as court and police records of domestic violence surrounding his divorce were brought to light. David Martin has more on that.
Patrick Shanahan and his wife Kimberly divorced 8 years ago, a year after a run-in with police, which began with this 911 call.
My husband's throwing punches at me.
According to court documents, he denied that and claimed she had punched him, giving him a bloody nose. When police arrived, she was the one charged with assault, which was later dismissed. After the divorce, fights over money and custody of the three children continued. In 2011, their 17-year-old son beat his mother with a baseball bat. "I was knocked unconscious twice," Kimberly declared in court documents, adding that her ex-husband has taken the position that I provoked the assault. The documents are all public and were available to the FBI when Shanahan was nominated to become Deputy Secretary of Defense in 2017. But a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee says they were never told.
That there was something in this nominee's past, Patrick Shanahan's past, that was deliberately concealed or mistakenly covered up.
Two White House officials told CBS News they knew about Shanahan's family turmoil when the president announced last month he would nominate him as the next Secretary of Defense. Today, President Trump claimed he just found out.
I had heard about it yesterday for the first time.
Announcing his resignation, Shanahan said, "Continuing in the confirmation process would force my three children to relive a traumatic chapter in our family's life."